Hello, team. Thank you and welcome to another episode of Free Ourselves by Danton, Mr. Macau. By now, you already know that my name is Danton, and I am so proud to be recording this seventh episode after quite some time. Now, it's a festive season, and I'm very much happy that we made it this far. The year is just about to end. I'm just trying to be very positive on everything that has been happening. Basing on the fact that this podcast just began this year and we've had a lot of memories, we've had only six episodes being released, and this being the seventh and probably the last that we're going to have this year, I just want to come out and be thankful for all the audience reception and everyone who has participated in the audience growth, everyone who has found productiveness and acumen building information out of this podcast. The podcast in its own, with the six episodes in the trailer, has been one of the most successful things that has happened in my life this year. I have been able to communicate my views, I've been able to give out my opinion, and at the same time, I've been able to articulate what I feel is going to impact you. And it has been merely things that have been happening in my life, trying to be recorded so that you will listen to and try to resonate with the same things in your life. The absence has always been a part of my thing, and I do believe thriving in mystery is something very important. Now, for a moment there, I know the audience is going to complain that they really wanted new episodes to be dropped subsequently. I wanted the same, but I wanted to stay mysterious. And just as the description says, I will not take part in making an apology. Now, I did realize I've been apologizing quite some time in every episode, but in this episode, I want us to learn and unlearn some things. And part of my unlearning is to unlearn how to always come here and start the episode with an apology. Life happens. Life is like a valley. At some point, there are going to be some fault lines, and when they drop, you have no control. Sometimes you effortlessly just let the falls fall into place, and because it's all about growing up, it's all about unlearning what you had in mind and trying to figure out the new boundaries that have not been conquered. I am so excited for this episode. I am quietly happy, and as I said on the description, this podcast is majorly trying to get an insight rather on being stoic. And I made a simple description just to say that I am seeing things that I've never seen before. Now, realize I've not recorded this podcast episode for quite some time. Not that I didn't have the content, but I wanted to unlearn something so that when I had my hands right to get down to record this podcast, I would have seen things differently from the same boy that started this podcast at the beginning of the year, trying to articulate his thoughts. I wanted to unlearn what I had learned before so that by the time I'm coming to sit down and record this, we will avoid the ambiguitiness and the cross purpose if it ever happens in terms of you resonating with my ideology. Now, this episode is about being stoic, and which brings me to a very amazing word. The word is change. You know, change, like change. There is no better way on how I can describe it. Change to replace, change to become different, change to exchange, you know. It is one word that has a very majoritical characteristic that I feel everyone needs to embrace. Now, change is something very diverse. You can either decide to change your character, you can change your outfit, you can change your looks, you can change your destination, you can change your location, you could move to a different part of the country, you could move to a different part of the state. That could be change for you. But in this case, I'm trying to talk about change in terms of mental perception and your well-being in terms of how you reason and how you've been seeing things. Being stoic is quite a skill. It takes a lot of suffering in terms of you passing through the challenges of denial, you passing through the challenges of trying to accept things. Now, acceptance is what leads to someone being stoic. team, listeners, audience, I know most of us have not yet achieved that state of being stoic. And that is the reason why I made an research to just dive into this topic, to just dive into this one word that I felt I have been using this word so much in my texting, in my journaling. A friend actually told me that journaling is more of a feminine thing, but I really want to call it off. Journaling is something that is beautiful for everyone. Doesn't even matter the age. You know, journaling is nice, and I always feel that there is a lot of emotions and resonating that happens when you put your thoughts on a paper using a pen. You are reasoning as you write it down. Doing it on phone will not necessarily feel the same way. And I've done it, I've tried it, and I've seen the results. Doing it on paper always feels like you're just unloading this emotional burden that you had on you and putting it where you can definitely see. And it's nice because you can always have time to just go back and read and try to remember how you were feeling at that moment. So in my journaling sessions, I've been trying to journal, especially the days when I was having very emotional days. Now, emotional days, when I speak of emotions, I do not just necessarily look towards the negative side. Being emotional can either be overly excited or being sad to that point that you cannot control the sadness. So I've had those moments, and I decided to just make sure that I'm recording something that will give me an insight. One time I'll just look back and say, yo, I was excited at this moment because I have achieved this, and that makes me great, despite the fact that I'll wake up tomorrow and something fatal or something lethal might happen to me. I have seen the hard work. I have seen that there are days where I could just make it. There are days where I've been happy. There are days where things have gone my way. There are days when things have aligned. And that should be a reminder that everything I'm passing through in terms of challenges, it's all temporary. Now, I know life sounds like vanity. Everyone just wants to say it's an endless chase of vanity. The truth is, it is. Yes, it is. You know, waking up and you really don't know if tomorrow is going to be available. Or rather, waking up to not even having a tomorrow. Life is more of a gamble. Now, it being a gamble means that you need to put your cards right. I'm not trying to tell you to put on your poker face so that we can dash some cards and, you know, play something. It's more of a cross purpose in this table of cards. And this pattern of cards is that you need to develop a mentality that is not going to be shook even on the emotional days. You have those days when you're so happy, you've achieved a lot of things. You wake up early in the morning, you have this bright smile, the sun is shining, oh, the sun is very, very bright, and you're facing the day with a lot of positivity. You drink your cup of coffee, very much excited, going to work or going to school, perhaps even going to, you know, your day job, or perhaps you're working from home. I get that. I've had that feeling a couple of times. You wake up and you're just excited about the day, and the day decides to play along. It becomes amazing. You end up finding that everything is going your way. If you're a businessman, you're a salesperson, everything just seems to work out, and you have more sales on that day more than any other day. And if you're perhaps a teacher, you have one of the best experiences in your lessons, and the learners are just giving you the best results as you have never achieved in the previous days. You're a student, you're getting into class, and the unit just seems a little bit fair. You are grasping the content like you have never been in this class before, and that just makes you overly excited. You are so happy, you are so excited, and you want to embrace positivity in your life with the same attitude that you woke up with that same day. What if I told you that the next day you still wake up, the sun is shining, you have your mug of coffee, but wait, your mood is down. You are not happy for that day. Maybe you are exhausted. Maybe you just lost track of time. Or perhaps you woke up late and things are not just going your way. There's that morning rush. It's cold. I just mentioned the sun is shining, so definitely it wouldn't be cold. But what if you got up on a rainy day? You don't have your umbrella, you've perhaps forgot it at a friend's place, or the one you have is broken. Then life starts becoming, you know, difficult, and you don't have a reason to smile. And the coffee never tastes even better this morning because things are not just going your way. Now, what I want you to do on those days that you are feeling things are not going your way, you've woken up late, you've had a night full of trying to solve a certain algorithm and it's not working out, I want you to develop something that is more than discipline. It's called being stoic. Now, it might sound like some guru level type of stuff, but this is not BS. I'm just trying to help you resonate with this. You have to change your mentality to remain stoic, to see things that people are not seeing, even on those days when your valley is having fault lines. Now, being stoic will mean that, yes, your valley is having the fault lines, but you are not letting the earthquake get into your way. Rather, you are patching these faults and progressing through the day. And once you're out, this valley still remains a valley, but you've made it. You've not let it come falling down to you. You've not let it be a stumbling block for your happiness during the day. You will face the day with positivity. You will, oh my, move forth and progress through the day like you have been chosen to do this. So a couple of weeks ago, I decided to run an anonymous message app whereby I shared a certain couple of links to my status on my Instagram stories, and people were sending part of their questions and thoughts and views. I really had a good time trying to read them. So someone told me, and I quote, they said, "I wish to have your life." It was quite interesting, you know, it made me think so hard. Very many times, I find my life having so many challenges. There are days when I just feel like it's going to be the last day. I've been telling my friend that statement over and over, that what if today is the last day? What if today is truly going to be the last day? What will I do? So someone comes into my anonymous messages and tells me that they wish they had my life. And I really want to quote this, and it's something I got from a friend's podcast, and it was quite amazing. And she said, "Life is just but a try. I mean, people will wish to have your life. You will see people with better lives. You will see people with better things than the ones you have. But in reality, it boils down to one thing. Me personally, I do not know what I'm doing in this life. I am just trying, I'm just fumbling, I'm just giving it a go, and it never shows because I never talk about it. I always try to make sure that I'm remaining stoic enough to be myself and embrace what I have with me, because you as a person shouldn't wish to have my life. Rather, you should borrow some aspects of my growth in life. You could probably resonate with some things that I've done. You could be a fan of the podcast. I'd be happy for that. You could have picked some few lines and words and phrases from the podcast that impacts you, or rather makes you grow as a person to avoid the status of being average. That is better. Wish for that. Wish for growth on your own. My life is not a mediocre. I did not say that. But I believe there is a better way on how I could also improve. So you wishing to have my life is not one of the best things I would advise you to. Rather, I would wish you to better yourself, because we all have different paths. And for me to actually get to this point where I'm at, I took a lot of sacrifices. I took a lot of, you know, time. Time was everything. There was times when I wanted to give up. There was times when I felt like it's not going to work for me. But I do want to tell you today that you can always have a better life than someone else that you always feel is your role model. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a role model. You should. But aim to be better. They might be having one of the best lives out here that you are trying to emulate. You know, everyone wants to be a celebrity, everyone wants to look flashy, everyone wants to have a fit physique, you want to be rated one of the sexiest men alive. But before you get to that point, you need to start by accepting. And acceptance will lead you to change, and change will make you stoic. And being stoic, that will be discipline enough for you to remain intact with the life that you've always wanted. Now, listeners and dear friends, I am here to just appeal to you to remain stoic in life. I do realize that we are all going through many challenges. There I see you having all this academic pressure. There I see you, you know, you love this girl, but she doesn't love you back, or you're just having girl drama. There I see you having so many trauma from a relationship. There I see you, your finances are not working out. There I see you, you just got out of school and you are not actually getting interviews from all the job applications that you've done. There I see you trying to prove to yourself that you could be a better person. There I see you trying a new hustle, trying to switch a new job, and things are not working out. There I see you still stuck at your parents' house. You don't know what to do with your life next. There I see you, you know, having all the challenges in a society that is full of people who do not understand you. There I see you trying so hard to live to your parents' expectation, trying so hard to live to the societal expectations, and it's crumbling you down. The valley has a lot of fault lines, and whether you want to realize or accept this, the moment you decide to let go, it will all come falling down to you. I do not want you to accept this failure, and that's why I'm appealing to you to achieve being stoic. See life differently by accepting the change. Acceptance is one way for you to change. And once you change, have the discipline. And once the discipline is there with you, molded, you, my friend, will remain stoic. I am so much happy. And as part of the description for this podcast, I did quote a certain phrase, prayer. And I am a Christian. I believe in God, and I believe everyone should give your life to Christ, give your life to the Almighty, because God in His words on the Bible, He helps human beings resonate with what is happening in the world. And you giving your life to Christ, you need to have a belief in something in life. Believe in the Word of God, because God, Christ, this is a holy divinity. Let us never question religion. Let us open our hearts to spirituality. Let us open our hearts to reading the Bible. Let us try to grow spiritually. Now, it says that whoever does not believe is not a believer. And if you do not believe, then what are you doing? You tell me. I know. Lot of people are really going to say that, you know, the whole spiritual thing is, it's dorkish, you know, being spiritual is sort of old school. Everyone is going to say that being spiritual feels like you're being all uptight and all that. Yes, have fun in life, but remember that you have an obligation, which is to serve Christ. Read your Bible, go to church when you have time to, study the Word of God, let it resonate with your life, and pray when you can. You don't just have time to go to the club, party all night silly. Take your time, revisit everything. Now I'm taking this to let it inspire you as you move to the new year. Now I know a lot of people are going to write a lot of resolutions for 2024. All I'm asking you to do is have a resolution of being alive and doing the right thing, and let everything just flow. You have a purpose in life. You have a purpose to be a better person. And I know you can achieve it. And I believe in you, all of you. And I love all of you. And I'm always happy to record this podcast episodes, so I would share my inspiration to you and let you be inspired to become better people and not settle for being average. Because as the motto of the podcast, we do say, average is boring, and I do not want you to be boring. Now, this has been Danton, Mr. Macau, always been the voice of the podcast. I'm still working on trying to get people to feature on my podcast. Now, a lot of people have been asking me to feature on the podcast, and I've been doing my best to cast them, but due to the difference in geography, like I'm in school and some of them are like living across the country, it has been hard for me to land them into my podcast episodes. But I'm doing all I can to just make sure that we're going to have subsequent guests on the episodes that I will be releasing come next year. And I don't know which time zone you're listening me from, but it's a happy holiday season. It's a December. Christmas is coming. Boxing Day is coming. I am going to wish you a Merry Christmas if this is going to be my last episode in December and probably, let's say, this year. You have been one of the greatest audience. You have always inspired me to do some amazing stuff. And I am happy. May God continue blessing you and your families, your friends. And let your life receive change. And let your life have some resonating to Christ and His words. Be blessed and continue listening to Freeing Yourselves by Danton Mr. McCow. My name is Danton Mr. McCow, and I'm so much happy, team. Let's meet on another one.